what Emporia may be coalescing here to bring some folks in from the World Cup and maybe slow things down from what's over in the KC Metro.
This emergency status, by the way, allows the state to access federal resources for protecting public safety and property, and Congress has designated about $625 million to cover security needs for the FIFA World Cup. That is a huge, huge deal. Speaking of huge deals, this guy knows about them, Casey Woods.
He does.
Executive Director, Emporia Main Street. Casey, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing super fantastic. How about yourself?
Super fantastic on this end, my friend. Big week here for Main Street. Got a big auction coming up and a public improvement event Saturday.
It is. Yeah, big week. So this Saturday we'll have the Emporia Main Street auction, and that supports a variety of different Main Street activities built to support our small businesses and our community. 5 o'clock is the start of that event at the Emporia State University Memorial Union with 5 o'clock check-in. Dinner's at 6. We have the dessert auction and live auction that start at 7, and dueling pianos start at 7:45. But you can start your support right now with the auction, the silent auction. Items are live online with 32 auctions, so you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com, or you can check us out on Facebook, and we've got that link posted where you can go online and bid for on all sorts of different items. We have people every year ask, how do I get one of those veterans banners? And we'll talk about the lottery.
Yeah.
But the auction is the only other way that you can secure one of those veterans banners outside of the lottery. And there are things like unbound gravel entries and lots of different gift baskets and experiences that you can get through the silent auction. So we encourage you to check that out, bid early and bid often, kind of like a Chicago-style voting, and take advantage of all these awesome items that were donated by local businesses. Lots of other things that are coming up in the near future. The signs grant through the Department of Commerce is quickly coming to its deadline phase. So if you're interested in procuring a new sign for your storefront business, there are tons of different qualifications. So if you're interested, contact Emporia Main Street. We'll walk you through that process. We have to apply on your behalf, but if you're interested, contact the office and we'll get you taken care of. We have entrepreneurs or businesses that are going through significant expansions that often ask, how do I get one of those grants to get started? Well, the best way that we've designed locally is show of hands, and that will take place this March 26th. If you're interested as a potential startup business or a business that is significantly expanding, you can look at show of hands online at EmporiaMainStreet.com or contact us at the office, and we can walk you through that. We're partnering with Journeys, and I'm really excited about this. They've got a poster route that they're assisting us with on the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month. So those great folks at Journeys will take your posters around, and we've got some different elements we can discuss about that at Emporia Main Street. So if you're somebody that distributes posters or needs posters distributed, you can contact us, and thanks to Journeys for all their help. Lots of things that are coming up in the not-too-distant future with St. Patrick's Day activities on March 14th, including a pub crawl. The Taste will be on April 18th. Last week we had a great jigsaw jam. We already have people harassing us about eggs that we had last year. And yes, we will have eggs.
The
yes,
eggs
they are being printed.
All right.
So we'll launch that next week. And to Chuck's question earlier about World Cup activities, we are working with a variety of different partners, Emporia FC, Tacos Ibera, the folks at the Granada Theater and Arts Center, a variety of other local businesses for FIFA World Cup sorts of activities here, and capturing all those people that are driving in from the south, and then those folks in Kansas City that may want to escape the area as it's being inundated by 650,000 people. So there are lots of different activities that are coming up that we're happy to support in their production.
We know you are always. Casey, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street with us here. Casey, yeah, don't forget Big Auction. Get your tickets. Log on to the Main Street website, emporiamainstreet.com. Get your tickets and also get registered for that online auction that is rolling as we speak.
And doing well, I believe.
Yeah, and they've got a lot of great stuff on there. 654, 45 degrees. Good morning. There's the lunch bell. Our school lunch menu is brought to you by our good friends at Citizen State Bank. With 10 Emporia area locations to serve their great customers, Citizen State Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Let's head to Walnut Elementary School for today's USD 253 school lunch menu.
Hello, my name is Parker from Walnut Elementary School. Here's the school lunch menu for today.